The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Rithm. Hey, Watsonians. If you're in e-commerce, I wanted to speak to you about an event that you will not want to miss. Rithm Live, happening September 25th in New York City and October 9th in London. It brings together brands, retailers, and industry leaders for a full day of insights on the future of commerce. Learn more at www.rithm.com/NYC. That's www.rithum.com/NYC. It's September 22nd, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Google and PayPal announce new commerce partnership. Andy Jassy fireside chat at Amazon Accelerate Conference. And the first Q4 holiday predictions appear. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains 5 items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, in our shopping cart full of news, Google and PayPal announced new commerce partnership. In a headline which contains no small amount of hyperbole, Google and PayPal have announced a partnership to, quote, revolutionize e-commerce. So what's actually in the press release? Well, from what I can understand, first, PayPal will expand its relationship with Google Cloud to modernize its infrastructure. Second, PayPal will become one of the key payment providers across Google sites like Google Ads, Cloud, and Google Play. Third, PayPal will be embedded in other Google properties. And fourth, PayPal and Google are collaborating on agentic stuff, but not much detail here. In short, kind of a nothing burger. Partnerships between big companies often amount to a big transfer of wealth from one company to another. And it kind of reminds me of another huge transformational partnership that FedEx announced some years ago with Microsoft. Oh, you don't remember this partnership, do you? That's because it didn't really produce anything either. In this case, it seems to me that PayPal has agreed to pay Google a lot of money right now for access to its various platforms, and announced it will commit even more money to Google in the future to modernize a lot of its old cloud infrastructure, which a bunch of it is probably on-premise or in their own dedicated hosting facilities, and move those into Google. Because that's just how old PayPal is. The bottom line, Google amounts to the world's greatest internet toll collector, and they're extracting a ton of cash out of PayPal. There are some nice noises about agentic happening so that PayPal doesn't feel left behind, but maybe it's just me. I don't think Stripe is terribly worried about PayPal. They're just gonna keep executing. Our second story. Andy Jassy fireside chat at Amazon Accelerate Conference. As I was listening to Andy Jassy's keynote at Amazon's Accelerate event, it strikes me that people covering the agentic space are missing one key component to commerce, and that is, commerce is logistics. Meaning, if you can get the item to your customer faster, better, cheaper, you have a much better shot than your competitor of winning business across most categories of commerce. If there was one song that was ringing in my head while listening to Andy's presentation, it was Forgot About Dre. Meaning, the world while speaking about agents is forgetting what Amazon has taught the world about e-commerce, which will always be true. Sharp pricing across the widest assortment delivered as fast as humanly possible is the winning formula in commerce. And whatever front end you tend to put on things, ultimately, the consumer will find their way back to buying it from places that have those elements. Do you ever hear Amazon sellers thinking about taking their items off of Amazon and putting them on OpenAI ChatGPT marketplace if they build one? Me neither. In that case, these chatbots will need Amazon's cooperation in the new world, and so Amazon, I feel, will be an underrated winner as we go forward here. A few specific points. Also mentioned in the talk, Amazon rates its employees on their quote-unquote YQ. Never heard of YQ? Well, neither did I then a few minutes ago. It means Amazon's employees' ability to ask great why questions in order to innovate and invent. Jassy spoke about wanting to hire a lot of builders and owners, and I kind of thought I was almost listening to Shopify CEO Toby Lutka for a moment. And it's just a reminder of what Jeff Bezos has actually spoken about for a long time and who Shopify is really emulating here. The final point I wanted to bring up from Andy Jassy's presentation is simple. Also, speed is a leadership decision. Andy mentioned that speed is disproportionately important to every business at every stage. And ultimately, Amazon has avoided the slings and arrows of slow innovation that have affected some of its peers like eBay and PayPal over the years, whose tech platforms always seem stuck in molasses. Think about this. Why do you think that PayPal's UI has not improved in the past 20 years? Why has PayPal Fastlane not taken off like a rocket ship? The answer is simply, there is so much legacy baggage not only on PayPal's platform itself, but also on the implementations of PayPal from the last 20 years that newer players like Shopify and Stripe simply do not have. This should be a lesson for everyone out there, and the thought about speed being important, I definitely agree with from Andy Jassy. And our last story. The first Q4 holiday predictions appear. Another year, another holiday season is upon us, folks, and a new set of predictions. How the hell is it that Q4 is already upon us? My short story with Q4 is simple. I think we're going to have a good one because retailers simply cannot afford to have a bad one. Retailers will keep prices low despite tariffs and cost pressures because demand sensitivity will, well, demand it. The alternative is much, much worse. Keeping prices the same, which amounts to raising prices, that would tamp down volume and necessitate some kind of severe markdown or liquidation later on. 8% growth year over year seems like the right number, led by Walmart being an outsized winner, followed by Amazon and some in specialty retailer. The middle will continue to get squeezed, but challenger brands can still win in this environment with the best content and community-driven approach. With that said, let's get to the predictions. Bain & Company is predicting 4% growth in overall retail, while in-store grows 2.75% over last year. General merchandise, according to Bain, should be above this, however, at around 5% or even higher. Remember, this is overall retail. They predict e-commerce or non-store sales at 7% as opposed to 9-10% over the last couple of years. This forecast falls slightly lower than the growth of the last 10 years. In other words, Bain reports that Black Friday and Cyber Monday could be unusually strong given the hyper-focus on sharp pricing. Interestingly, they are predicting that Gen Z will cut their holiday spending by a quarter. This seems a little unlikely to me. To me, though, this means that despite the holiday season opening in October, don't expect strong demand until you unveil your sharpest pricing during Cyber Days. This may sound the same as every year, but it seems to me that the peaks will be much more pronounced due to unusually intense deal hunting on behalf of consumers, as well as better tools with which to do it. Deloitte Consulting, for their part, similarly predicts a range of 7-9% for e-commerce, which is in line with last year's growth. At this time, all the numbers seem to be lining up in about this range. And the bear case for the holidays focuses on slightly declining personal disposable income, as well as the fact that Gen Z is predicted to spend less this year based on reported surveys. However, anyone who trusts self-reported surveys should kind of beware in my mind. The consumer is still going to spend on friends, family, and themselves because discounts will be high, and that will help the merchandise fly. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have 5 items on the menu today. First, accounting automation platform Rillet raises $70 million in Series B funding. Automated accounting fintech platform Rillet has announced that it's raised $70 million in Series B funding that will be invested in product development and hiring of developers and talent. Second, OctUp raises $12 million for logistics operation management platform. OctUp, OCTUP, a real-time AI operations platform for third-party logistics providers and brands, has announced that it's raised $12 million in seed funding. The funding will be used to hire talent, further product development, and grow its North American market. Third, Descartes buys Finale inventory for $40 million. Descartes has announced that it will acquire Finale Inventory, a cloud-based inventory management solution, for $40 million and a potential post-acquisition earnout of up to $15 million. Descartes is widening its solution and now has a solution for small and mid-sized e-commerce sellers. Fourth, Salesforce to acquire AI prospecting platform Bluebird. Salesforce announced and closed the acquisition of the AI prospecting platform Bluebird for an undisclosed amount. Bluebird will be added to Sales Cloud and Agentforce and continue Salesforce investment in AI. I think this is particularly important for Agentforce because prospecting is going to be a key part of a lot of SaaS-based agentic workflows. And finally, 3D imaging startup Cambridge Terahertz raises $12 million in seed funding. Human-safe 3D imaging startup Cambridge Terahertz has raised $12 million in a seed funding round that will be used to expand its operations and further product development. Amazon's $1 billion Industrial Innovation Fund invested in the round and will likely use the technology to mitigate fraudulent returns. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lisesky, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find The Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.